Good morning. We're continuing on Hilchos Shabbos, learning Klal HaMeibeis, Lama Gimel, the Malachas of Mafshit, Ma'abid, and Releach. So we left off in the middle of Siman Aleph. We were cut off. We talked about the idea of the shear to be chayev is the amount it takes to make a kameya. Let's just clarify what a kameya is. A kameya is in English called an amulet. It was a small item which a person would wear or hold, which would had certain properties to protect the person from danger or illness, etc. Some of them contained a small cloth which had some Kabbalistic formula inside of it. Some of them contained herbs. And the more it talks about wearing an amulet in regards to the discussion of Hutzah, a person has a certain illness, and they wear the amulet to protect themselves from the illness. So that amulet is there to mishamish the body. So even though it's not decorative, we think of it wearing a necklace as a decorative necklace. This is not decorative, but it's there to mishamish the body, just like decoration is there to be mishamish the person, is there to help the person in some way. And that becomes secondary to the body. It's not considered a hutzah. It's not you're carrying the thing out. It's you're wearing it. So kameya, if it's an effective kameya, then we're discussing how we know when it's effective or not. One is allowed to wear that. It's not considered hutzah, even though there's no area of a person. We're allowed to wear that kameya. So the more talks about the kameya being something which is effective. Generally, they were small, and they were contained inside of some type of a leather capsule, which would protect it, so whatever was inside would stay safe. So you needed to have a leather that size, which you could then use to wrap the kameya in, protect the kameya. So the Chayyadim tells us that the shear for chiyav, for the malacha of mafshit, is to flay, which means to detach enough hide that if a person would cut off that amount right there, the person would be able to make enough leather to wrap a kameya in, which is a small amount of leather. So that's the shear for chiyuv. And we know that the chatz shear is also minotaur. We already mentioned this idea, that chatz shear is also minotaur. However, regards to chiyuv, which is relevant for persons to be chayiv, skila, doing it b'meisid, chorus, doing it b'meisid without edim, and achatos, represented by shogeg, that depends on doing the shear. And the shear for the malacha of mafshit is enough in order to make a kameya. The second half of Siman Aleph deals with the fact that certain animals, the hide comes off, it has layers in it, and a person would separate those layers. That's also going to go into the malacha of mafshit, because now you have two usable layers to use. Each one has different usages that you used to use it for. So either one of those is going to be the malacha of mafshit. A question which comes up based on what we're saying is, what's the practical application of this? We're not going out and shechting animals and then flaying the skin. A person gets a chicken, say a raw chicken, with the skin still attached, and he wants to detach the skin and to make some type of cooking it for some purpose. So that act of attaching and detaching the skin, removing the skin from a raw chicken, goes under the umbrella of the malacha of mafshit. Even though he's doing it not for the purpose of using the skin, which is the case we're talking about doing a hapshata to use the ore. Here he's doing it to remove it and then discard it. For the purpose of benefiting the food, it's still going to be usher. Maybe it's still going to be chayv. It's a discussion, but it's going to be still going to be usher. So removing now, in general, people are not taking off the skin of a chicken on Shabbos because the chicken is raw. What about if it's cooked? Is there a problem of mafshit if the food is cooked? So In general, we assume that once the food is cooked, there's no, the concept of mafshin is no longer relevant. The skin changes in the cooking process to the point that it's not really usable as a cloth anymore. A person cannot use it as leather anymore. And since that's true, the malacha mafshin does not apply once the skin is cooked. Even though we mentioned that practically there isn't a scenario where a person is removing the hide on Shabbos, or the skin of the chicken on Shabbos, one place where it's relevant is Yom Tov, which we will clarify more, Bez Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.